call it wood soles or something other.
Yeah.
But I think bastards would be the right name.
Yeah. Okay, you might say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot
meaner.
Yeah. Or you can
love. She has a high temper.
No, say that Peggy is better than Jane. You say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot.
Yeah, high temper.
Okay. And your brother's son is called your.
Well, he's called your grandson and great grandson.
Yeah, but your brother's.
Well, my brother's son.
Yeah.
Well, he'd be your nephew, and you'd look to him as a you would your granny, like you would your grandkid.
Yeah. Okay. And a child that's lost both parents is called a
orphan.
Okay. What if it's been put in an institution? Been put in a home for orphans.
Well, they have places for them, orphan homes for those children, and to raise them up, and I don't really know what they call it.
Yes.
I don't believe we've ever had in there, in my family, ever had anything like that.
Yeah. A person appointed to look after an orphan is called the what?
Well, she partly called a nurse, some kind of a nurse.
Yeah. What about guard?
Nurse training, I believe it is.
Guardian. Okay.
I guess guardian would be the right name.
Okay, and if all the people that are related to you are called your what?
Well, they couldn't call them relatives and cousins and second cousins and kin folks and I don't know how you might fish either one and answer for it.
Yeah. You could say, well, she has the same family name that I do, but really I'm no. So she's not my relative, you say. Well,
she wouldn't be my relative, but she'd be a friend of mine.
Yeah.
A girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever you might call it. I'd be a friend to you. I've had friends that I thought as much of as I did a cousin.
Yeah. Would you say I'm no kin to her or no relation?
No, I wouldn't be in relations to him, whatever, but still you thought as much of as you did your own brother. And, first cousins and whatever you might be talking about.
If somebody that you've never met before would be a...
Well, he'd just be a person you'd never known, but you'd met him and learned to love him or not.
Yeah, would you say a stranger or a newcomer?
Well, you'd call him a stranger. When you first met him, he'd be a stranger. You hadn't met him, but still, after you got acquainted with him, he wouldn't be a stranger altogether.
Okay, what about someone who came over here from another country? What would you call them?
Well, they'd come from another nation. It wouldn't be your nationality.
Yeah. Would you say foreigner? Or
foreigner or different tribes and foreign tribes or different tribes, you know, people.
Yeah.
I reckon that would be ancient. Either one would ancient.
Yeah. Okay, this part now is just some names. Okay, the name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
Okay. And,